This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There are missing child cases that make you stop, make you think, make you worry. And then there are cases like this, cases where you don't just worry about the child, you worry about what kind of psychological firestorm the child was living inside before she vanished. Cases where you're not just looking at a mystery, you're watching a full-scale mental health emergency unfold in front of the entire country, and no one, not law enforcement, not mental health professionals, not a judge, has a legal authority to intervene, apparently. And nothing captures that better than the single most unhinged detail to surface so far in the disappearance of 9-year-old Melody Buzzard. The story her own mother allegedly told a man, not investigators, not family, a man, about how she supposedly handed her daughter off to a couple she met at a zoo. Let's start right there, because that story is the Rosetta Stone of the entire mental breakdown. According to the man Ashley confided in, this is the same man who went in and made the claim that she had locked him in the house. She says that she met some random couple at a zoo. As in, we're looking at the giraffes and I decided you're the perfect strangers to raise my child. Kind of zoo. And she left Melody with them. That is the claim. However, she doesn't apparently know their names, doesn't know their number, doesn't know their address, doesn't know how to reach them, doesn't know if they're real. if they're dangerous, if they're criminals, if they even exist outside her head. She cannot provide one piece of identifying information about the people she claims she willingly handed her daughter to in this tale that she's telling her friend. This isn't just a red flag. This is a red forest fire. And everybody, the judges, the courts, the police, the mental health professionals, we can't do anything, apparently. That's apparently what... You can say all sorts of crazy shit, make your child disappear, start loading up a U-Haul, make a shrine to your daughter, even have a little fake version of her. Oh, we're getting to that. You're like, what? No, it's not coming from my head. That's coming from her head. It's coming from what her friend allegedly saw in the house. And she adds the part that takes this from delusional to cinematic level psychosis. This mystery couple supposedly had their own paranoia. They kept changing the drop-off location. Not one town over, not a different Starbucks, but different states, different regions, constantly moving the finish line like they were fugitives in a spy movie. And Ashley reportedly went along with all of it. No questions, no verification, no common sense. You can kind of tell that by her makeup. Anyway, she's driving across multiple states, chasing strangers who want her 9-year-old, but can never quite decide where they want to meet her. They can't settle because the government is supposedly following them. That's the story she tells. That is the narrative she floats as if normal, as if it's reasonable, as if it's just another parenting decision. This isn't a lie designed to fool anyone. This is a woman whose reality is collapsing like a dying star, pulling every story, every detail, every chunk of nonsense into its gravity well. And then because her mind cannot support even that level of fantasy consistently, she contradicts herself in the same breath, according to the friend, in the same conversation. She apparently says she gave Melody to the zoo couple, and when the man asks where, she snaps, "How do you know I left them in Utah?" The location, which she just suggested moments later, suddenly becomes an accusation. How dare you know what I'm imagining? That's not deception. This is cognitive fragmentation. That's a mind that can't hold on to its own storyline for more than 5 minutes. And then comes the next wave, the fake plate admissions, because she didn't just tell this man about handing her kid to zoo strangers. She allegedly told him to order fake license, or how to order fake license plates. She's got a guy. Where to get them? How to make them look real? She said she had swapped plates before. She told him she could help him get fake ones if he needed them. And then, like a sick punchline, the FBI independently confirmed she had swapped plates on the actual trip with Melody. The Malibu went out with a California plate and popped up in multiple states with a New York plate that had nothing to do with the car. Then came home wearing the original tags again. This is the cocktail. Paranoia plus planning plus delusion plus execution. A truly dangerous combination. But the psychological unraveling doesn't stop there. But wait, there's more. Walk inside her house, and now we're stepping directly into the horror show phase of this case. The man who spoke with her describes seeing a pillow dressed in Melody's hoodie and pants. A small pillow arranged and clothed like a body, and around that pillow, photos. Ripped off missing posters. The posters people put up begging for information, desperate to help find Melody. And instead of hanging them, instead of cherishing them, instead of using them to mobilize the community, Ashley has allegedly pulled the photos off and has arranged them around the dummy on her couch. This is not a shrine of hope. This is not a memorial. This is psychological decomposition. This is a mother interacting with a symbol because the truth about the child is too destabilizing to face. Then there's her emotional volatility, her paranoia, the wild accusations. She tells the man he's not a legal document assistant, not a paralegal, not even the person he says he is. She says he's undercover law enforcement. She says her house is bugged. She cries, she laughs, she cries while laughing, a roller coaster of affect that has nothing to do with reality and everything to do with internal chaos. This is the moment any trained clinician screams internally, where is the psychiatric intervention? But the answer is chilling. They can't intervene. She hasn't crossed the legal threshold. Because in our system, you have the right to be deeply, catastrophically, mentally ill, as long as you don't commit a provable crime in front of someone with authority. And then the digital purge starts. She's allegedly claiming that she's deleting her Amazon account, her email, her bank account. She says they're all being hacked. She says she's being traced. She says she's being monitored. This is the point where you're no longer dealing with someone who's merely unstable. You're dealing with someone actively trying to erase themselves from the grid. And that's when she hands him copies of her keys, house keys, storage unit keys, tells him she expects to be arrested soon, tells him she wants him to empty her house and her storage when it happens. That is the behavior of someone waiting for the other shoe to drop, not someone who just left her daughter with a perfectly safe mystery couple she met between the zebras and the concession stand. Then there's the box cutter confrontation, the only criminal charge she briefly faced. The man says she blocked his exit, locked the door, stood between him and the way out while holding an open blade. He says repeatedly, "I'd like to leave now, please. I'd like to leave now," three times. Calm voice, controlled. You can almost hear the survival instinct kicking in. And somehow, unbelievably, the judge listened to the audio and said, "Yeah, I don't hear imprisonment here." Dismissed the charge. Pulled the ankle monitor off and sent this woman back out into the world. And as soon as she gets home, she starts packing. Not clothes, not small bags, boxes, appliances, U-Haul loads. Packing. Like someone who knows the floor beneath her is cracking and she needs to get out before it collapses. Packing like someone who's ready to run. Packing like someone who cannot or will not face what comes next. And this is the part that should terrify every parent, every clinician, every investigator watching this unfold. This woman is unraveling in front of us, publicly, on camera, in these interviews, this conversation that she has allegedly with this friend through the words of the only person she trusted long enough to unload this madness. We are watching a mental breakdown happen in slow motion. We are watching delusion metastasize. We are watching paranoia dictate behavior. We are watching structured reality disintegrate neuron by neuron. And through all the noise and chaos and psychological collapse, a 9-year-old girl is missing. And yet we still cannot intervene because the law says prove the danger, prove the harm, prove the crime. And until then, hands off, you. How dare you step into someone who's psychologically spiraling into a hellscape of their own making and will probably never come out of, and you'll find the girl dead. So a spiraling mother can build shrines to a missing child, make a doll out of a pillow and call it her, confess to swapping license plates, delete her entire digital footprint, accuse people of being undercover agents, tell stories about paranoid zoo strangers, laugh, cry through conversations, and prepare to vanish. And the system just stands there like it's waiting for someone to hand it permission to act. This isn't just a missing child case. This is a referendum on how little power anyone has when a parent collapses mentally and drags a child into the abyss with them. And if this is what the system looks like, with the whole country watching, with the FBI involved, with surveillance videos, with interstate travel, with contradictory statements, with a mother who is clearly not well, then what happens in the cases nobody sees? Because Melody Buzzard is not missing because the system failed after the fact. She's missing because the system was never designed to intervene before the crisis hit. It only reacts once the tragedy is undeniable, once the harm is verifiable, once the proof is physical, once there is nothing left to save. And right now we're watching that clock tick down in real time. And no one, not police, not courts, not mental health services, can legally do a damn thing about it. Only in America. Dreaming in red, white, and blue, aren't we? Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. Love to hear it. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If you're not already there watching us, maybe you're listening to us on one of the many podcast platforms. If so, thank you. Please do hit subscribe there so you don't miss any of our commentary, interviews, and coverage on this case and the many that we cover for you right here. Like I said, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. I'd love to get your comments on this case on our YouTube channel. And please do hit subscribe as well. We're trying to get to 100,000 here by the end of the year. We'll see. Maybe we can do it with your help if you want to help us out and hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.